you want to live, cease from being evil. Ladies and gentlemen, you may not believe the evil that's planned upon this nation. This is a Christian nation. It's been utterly destroyed from within by a socialist agenda that's been slowly creeping, and I hate to say this, it's been creeping through the labor unions. You see, that's how Russia got the revolution started in 1917. By the same people that is engineering this coup d'etat. And ladies and gentlemen, it is indeed a coup d'etat. Within 30 days, this bill will become public knowledge after it is voted into law. This is an amendment. Now, it's not a bill. It's an amendment to the Internal Revenue Act of 1986. What this means is that the Finance Committee can pass this without the Senate voting on the bill. It doesn't have to be voted by your congressman. Your senator doesn't have to answer to you. The full text of the proposed amendment is on the U.S. Senate homepage, and you can go there on the Senate homepage, and you can find the bill by doing a search by the bill number, SB-2099. And I strongly suggest that you send a copy, if you have email, to every gun owner that you know. Congress is now starting on the firearms confiscation bill. If it passes, gun owners will become criminals if you don't fully comply. See, they want to get a bill to make you a criminal. Did you know that herbs that grow in the earth for the benefit and the nourishment and the healing, according to Genesis 1:29, in the land, and yet your evil government has the power to say that herb is not to be used? They can shut it down. It makes you a criminal just for going out into Yahweh's nature and to Yahweh's times. And there you make use of the things that's been provided, and the government says you're evil for doing it. Every shop owner, every gun owner, every business owner for that matter, needs to know about this, because the government is trying to fly it under the radar. And if you go to any government website and type in HR 45 or Google, you can do it on Google. Just Google it. HR 45, Blair Holt Firearm Licensing and Record of Sales Act of 209. You will get the information, ladies and gentlemen, that we're passing on you tonight. And the United States of America is devolving into a medical, a socialist, a fascist state. Massachusetts is leading the way, and you know what type of people that Massachusetts produces or has into the liberal Congress. We just had one guy from Massachusetts, one of the most liberal congressmen in the history of the Congress and Senate. Glorified tonight by your president. But we are building through Massachusetts. This is a test site. It was put in Massachusetts to lead the way with the passage of a new bill. And the Pandemic Response Bill, 2028, reportedly has just been passed by the Massachusetts State Senate and is now awaiting approval in the House. This bill suspends virtually all constitutional rights of Massachusetts citizens and forces, and anyone suspected of being infected, you would have to submit to interrogation, decontamination, and the forced vaccination. It also makes a criminal out of you if you don't comply. It sets up fines up to $1,000 per day for anyone who refuses to submit to the quarantine. Vaccinations, decontamination efforts, or to follow any other verbal order by virtually any state licensed law enforcement or medical personnel, and you can read the text online for yourself by going to www.mass.gov/legislation-bills of the Senate. Now, let me give you some breakdown of the language of this bill. You say, well, that's for them people up there in Massachusetts. But the old saying goes, if they can slide it under the door, you can believe that it will catch fire in a national scene if a state gets it. And here's why: that they want it. They are wanting to bring about an agenda that very few people can believe. I know you can because you're my witnesses and you study with me and you know that I try to keep you informed and up to date. And just right within a month from where I'm speaking right now at the time, and we're on Wednesday Night Live here on WWRB 3.185, in less than 1 month, you will see the enacting of some of these things that I've been telling you about through the vaccination process. Now, let me give you the violation of the Fourth Amendment. Illegal search and seizure during either type of declared emergency. A local public health authority may exercise authority to require the owner or occupier of premises to permit entry into an investigation of the premises, to close, to direct, to compel the evacuation of, or to decontaminate or cause to be decontaminated any building or facility, to destroy any material, to restrict or prohibit assemblages of persons when a violation occurs. Illegal arrest without a warrant, violation of the 14th Amendment. An officer authorized to serve criminal process may arrest without a warrant any person whom the officer has probable cause to believe has violated an order given to effectuate the purposes of this subsection, and shall use reasonable diligence to enforce such order at gunpoint if deemed necessary. Violation of your 14th, ladies and gentlemen. They're not going to respect your rights. You're not going to have any. You don't have rights in a totalitarian socialist fascist system, which is now being brought up on the United States. And the people are sitting asleep. I don't know what's in the water. I don't know what we're drinking. Our forefathers would have been up in arms about this, ladies and gentlemen. Where are the protesters? You don't have any. You get your head bashed in with batons. The jack-booted thugs that are carrying the weapons in respect to your violation simply because they have brought an amendment to the Constitution for the search and seizure and arrest without warrant, and now the Attorney General, now you know who he is, Mr. Elder, in consultation with the Office of Consumer Affairs and Business Regulation, and upon the declaration by the governor that a supply emergency exists, shall take appropriate action to ensure that no person shall sell a product or be permitted to offer a service that is at a price that unreasonably exceeds the price charged before the emergency. That's price control. Involuntary transportation, also known as kidnapping. Law enforcement, now let me show you who's going to do the kidnapping here. It ain't the terrorists that It's not the sex offenders. Law enforcement authorities under or upon order of the commissioner or his agent, or at the request of a local public health authority. Now, there you are. Pursuant to such an order, shall assist emergency medical technicians and other appropriate medical personnel in the involuntary transportation of such person to the treatment centers. Any person who knowingly violates an order and is in non-compliance poses a serious danger to public health as determined by the commissioner or by the local public health authority, there it is again, shall be punished by imprisonment for not more than 30 days or a fine of not more than $1,000 per day that the violation continues, or both. Now, I want to get into the meat of these amendments. Forced vaccination. Now listen very carefully. This is what I'm going to get you to see here tonight as we study about what your wonderful government has got planned for you. Furthermore, when the commissioner or a local public health authority within its jurisdiction determines that either or both of the following measures are necessary to prevent a serious danger to the public health, the commissioner or local public health authority may exercise the following authority. 1. To vaccinate or provide precautionary vaccination to individuals as a protection against communicable diseases. For those who refuse, an individual who is unable or unwilling to submit to vaccination or treatment shall not be required to submit to such procedures, but may be isolated or quarantined pursuant to Section 96 of Chapter 111 if his or her or they refusal poses a serious danger to public health or results in uncertainty whether he or she has been exposed to or is infected with a disease or a condition that poses a serious danger to public health. This is to be determined by a public health official as determined by the commissioner. Passed on down to a local health public authority operating within its jurisdiction. It has in itself the right to enact and to enforce with all officers to be assisting in making sure that the forced quarantine or the forced vaccinations and the forced quarantine for those who refuse. Now, arrest for refusal to be decontaminated. Are we living in World War II all over? I mean, the word decontamination, when prisoners were put into prisoner of war camps on both sides, just not the Jews, the Germans, 40 million of them perished. Nothing said about them. When they were forced into camps and literally starved by the Allies, it's a shame. It's little known, but, I mean, it should be front page news, but it's not. Forced a quarantine, and for those who refuse to submit to vaccination or treatment, shall be required to submit to imprisonment without charge. You can be arrested for refusal to be decontaminated under the quarantine pursuant to Section 96 of Chapter 111. If you refuse to submit to decontamination or diagnosis procedures and it proves to pose a serious danger to public health and results in uncertainty of whether he or she has been exposed or is infected with a disease or condition that poses a serious danger to public health, you will be decontaminated or forced to to into places where others are gathered. That means prison camps, ladies and gentlemen. You say, well, it couldn't happen in America. You wait and see. You say, well, it can't happen around the world. You wait and see. They're gearing up for the largest. This is, the vaccines were made and patented before the disease got here. That goes to show you that something's up. You say, well, the government's got to be prepared for a pandemic. You mean like we were prepared in 1918 when America gave the what we now know as polio, and part of the polio virus that is now in the present vaccine, autism and polio, and sickness and diseases have ravaged some children that have taken them, some that have been forced to take them against their own wishes because their parents were brainwashed into letting them be vaccinated, and then the parents wind up with a disease, sick, or disabled child to care for the rest of their life. Go ask them. Now listen here. You're going to be interrogated. This is America, ladies and gentlemen. You have a right to the due process of the law. Not under these conditions. You don't have any. They are the law. When the commissioner or a local public health authority, now remember that, could happen right in your county, your community. You see, your public health authority is now going to be calling the shots. And now, if you have, you live in this community, there's a health department probably within your county, or maybe several outlets. You go there to get certain vaccinations and treatments for certain social diseases. But when it becomes a health problem or a pandemic declared, then interrogation is within its jurisdiction reasonably believes that a person may have been exposed to a disease or condition, then you can be interrogated under Section 96 of Chapter 111, and the commissioner or the local public health authority can detain the person for as long as may be reasonably necessary for the commissioner or the local health authority to convey information to the persons regarding the disease or condition and to obtain contact information. That's higher up. You know what that means. It's never going to get there. You're just going to go to the prison, and you're going to stay there until they decide that you are useless to society. You say, not in America, Pastor Buddy. Coming soon to a neighborhood near you, as we live in a ungodly generation in the time of evil, and if you want to live, the Bible said that evil destroys a nation, but righteousness will exalt a nation. Well, we're due for destruction. Evil has perpetrated and penetrated the social fabric of every man, woman, and child. Forced isolation, interrogation, arrest for refusal to be decontaminated, forced quarantine for those who refuse, forced vaccinations, $1,000 a day fines, involuntary transportation, government price controls, violation of your 14th Amendment, violation of your 4th Amendment, and a bill to charge you $50 per gun or a tax rate on per gun, and you must list all of your firearms. We're not going to take them. We just want you to tell us how many you've got. And when the people fear the government, it's tyranny, ladies and gentlemen. And when the government fears the people, it's righteousness. Well, we are in an evil time. Now listen to this now. You say, I'll just lock my home and stay inside. Well, watch this. Force entry into any home or building in this bill, which includes a language that allows Massachusetts police or local health authorities to enter any room or building without a search warrant to destroy any object or building that they suspect may pose a threat to public safety in order and to order the closing and or the decontamination of any facility using highly toxic chemical decontamination agents, and to arrest, detain, and interrogate anyone who gets in their way. They got some teeth in this bill, ladies and gentlemen. Meanwhile, all state law enforcement and medical personnel are granted complete immunity from persecution for their part in violating your constitutional rights. So if they violate your right to due process, or they accidentally destroy your home, or they kill your family dog, or they suspect that you're infected and carry you away, you have absolutely zero recourse. Under this bill, Massachusetts becomes a medical police state. And there is no debating. It's all written. It's clear as day. The citizens of Massachusetts will have no rights, period. And the Constitution is ancient history. And you are now the property of the state under the bill. That Massachusetts is considering passing. This is just a test balloon for the nation. Massachusetts, it seems, has never met a vaccine it didn't like. This is the same state that rounded up the parents of school children who hadn't been vaccinated, corralled them into a courtroom with attack dogs, and jackbooted guards dressed in black standing guard outside, and forced vaccine injections into all of the children under the threat of jail time for parents who resisted. Now you see what I'm talking about? You're a threat. Remember, this is taking place in the land of the free, a nation that former President George Bush claimed was so envied around the world that terrorists attacked America because they hate freedom. Where's the terror coming from now? It's coming from in the bowels of Washington, D.C., the district of criminals, if you pardon my expression, where they legislate these they attach these little riders. Did you know about your gun rights being violated? Did you know that there was such a bill being worked on? Don't even have to be voted on by your senator or your congressman. It just has to pass the committee and get their approval, and it becomes an amendment attached to a bill that's already law. If you resist such vaccines, you will be arrested and taken away for isolation in domestic prison camps. They've got them ready. They're here. And it's not to capture the terrorist. It's to detain the citizens who are violating their law amendments to the Constitution and have now been forced to become the criminal. And it's like the kettle calling the pot black. These law enforcements or these health officials, they are determined. They will arrest those who refuse the vaccinations, labeling them a threat to national security or, worse, enemies of the state. Now, how'd you like to have a mugshot with that underneath your declaration, as the state sees you as a threat to national security. All you did was want to refuse the shot, the vaccination that is full of stuff that hasn't even been tested, even on a monkey, let alone on a human. You know how much money that the pharmaceutical companies that are getting this vaccine ready for the H1N1, the swine flu, oh, what a horrible word, swine flu. It is the swine that created that are the swine. And they stand to make anywhere from $20 to $40 billion, depending on the size of the pandemic. Like I said, in 1918, all the countries that refused the vaccinations, they didn't have any death, they didn't have any pandemic. Only the nations that vaccinated, starting here in America, 20 million people lay dead after the vaccination process in 1918. Are they practicing for something that would come down from an order to strip Americans of virtually all constitutional rights in a pandemic emergency scenario? And if you think our president wouldn't hesitate to take you to a concentration camp, you just haven't seen him pull out his pen and write the orders. And your congressmen and senators that you've trusted to sit in secret sessions and write these little attachment riders, amendments to bills that have already become law, since they are already on the books. These laws and other laws, and I've given you these laws of the constitutional amendments, these executive orders of the president, all he has to do is pull out his pen, and it's a pandemic. Whether it's real or imagined, you don't have any choice. Your actions will be dictated to you by a law enforcement officer or a healthcare worker who has been granted complete, now listen to this, immunity, so that if you just happen to get kicked around a little bit or shot, there's really nothing that you can do about it. Now, for those who argue that these actions are necessary to save a nation from a deadly pandemic, and yet you forget that the pandemic has been intentionally allowed to worsen by censoring information about vitamin D and natural remedies that could stop it. Somebody at the top, in other words, wants this pandemic to get really bad. Perhaps because it allows them to invoke precisely the draconian response that I'm outlining here in my presentation for you tonight. Seizing power in a democracy cannot be accomplished by simply declaring war on the rights of the people. Rather, a situation must be engineered where the people are so desperate that they beg to be controlled. Releasing a pandemic into the wild is the perfect way to accomplish, and the timing is perfect. We just had a speech last month by the president that declared a pandemic, and there is no pandemic, but he declared one. The register of the patent of the virus, he declared a pandemic, and yet there was no pandemic. There was just a virus, a vaccine that had been created in a test tube by three component parts mixed together. And the human element, ladies and gentlemen, is not a part of that. But these are very toxic viruses that can spread. And the terrorist could be right here in America. Now, it may take until the last part of October or November before the vaccines are really available in sufficient quality or quantity to inject just half the U.S. population, but one that has a milestone has already been reached That is a declaration of pandemic emergency is imminent. Trust me. Waiting on the vaccine manufacturing to procure at least 150 million doses in the U.S. probable time frame equals October. They will have 150 dosages ready for the American people. And children would be the first online to get them. Hopping up a few local swine flu outbreaks in schools. They wait till the school starts. And in order to justify it, step three, the probable time frame will be November or December when this is a full-blown national emergency and announcing a mandatory vaccination campaign for everyone to use up the vaccines that are now available, probable time frame, January, February, or March of early spring of 2010. If the disease continues to spread, this is when you'll see forced entry into homes and buildings, forced decontamination spray-ins, widespread arrest, and forced quarantine of resistors. Martial law and a complete crackdown on freedom, especially in the inner cities. This will likely continue through the winter until spring arrives, bringing the sunshine that will suppress the virus around May 2010 in the time frame. As it's all written in black ink, it's already part of the pandemic response plan. Body bags, FEMA camps, coffins piled high in strategic areas. What are they planning? 2 years ago, this was all the domain of conspiracy theory wing nuts. Now it's a state law, and it's no more the wing nuts that are pronouncing, but now are warning that these healthcare medians and your czars, have you ever seen so many czars? Does this remind you of Russia? Does this remind you of the Bolshevik Revolution when people were slaughtered on command? No court system? A totalitarian government? Already even Russia is warning America about its journey into socialism and communism. And yet nobody is pulling the plug. We have these cheering senators and congressssmen. What will and what won't is on the other side of the equation. And evil for evil. They just changed the ruling political party, and the agenda remains the same in the shadow government. And this government, ladies and gentlemen, is a government not of the people, but is a government against the people. Now, let me read you a little article that my good friend Dr. Gary sent me a couple of days ago, and I saved it because I wanted to read it. This is a heading for what's in the vaccinations, or the vaccines that will bring about the vaccinations. And Dr. Gary wrote this article, just a little heading for it. We now know that the Committee of 300 and the, if you don't know anything about the Committee of 300, that's the ruling elite that makes recommendations to the ruling 13, has a population decrease goal of over 5 billion people. And that's to be brought about ASAP. That means as soon as possible. It comes out of the Club of Rome from directives set in motion back in the 60s. We know that the squalene is so bad that the body starts to eat itself from within. And did you remember that a flesh devouring virus that got so loose? You reckon some of this was a precursor to what we've got now? the squalene is so bad that the body starts to eat itself from within. We now know that live viruses cause the Guillain-Barré syndrome, better known as polio. Remember I told you that was the reason that they vaccinated in 1918. Dr. Gary goes on and says, I just found out that some makers are also adding PG120, which is a protein molecule that can cause a false positive on the HIV test. The list goes on and never ceases to surprise just how far these people will go to get in lockstep with the U.S. government. Dr. Balock, a graduate of LSU, has written an article that will take on all of this mess and explain it in such a medical way that you can better understand that the real way of surviving is to not take the swine flu vaccine. By the way, Dr. Gary goes on to add, there is no real test to tell if an illness is actually swine flu or just a regular flu or a cold. The medical community has been told by those higher up to label it as swine flu no matter what. They want you to run to the hospital and demand a swine flu shot. And Dr. Gary goes on to recommend that everyone should watch the video that Dr. Balock has done, and it is a good one. I watched it, and I hope that you have, and that you understand that your violation of your Fourth Amendment and your violation of your 14th Amendment, you could be arrested without a warrant. You could be searched and seized. You could be loaded onto an involuntary transportation vehicle and taken to somewhere where you could be fined $1,000 a day and you could be forced vaccinated. And we say, oh, Pastor Buddy, I think you're just skirt-acting. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to know that I have studied in this message, I have studied the message of the resistance of those who would not volunteer to simply just go out and get a vaccination just because that you are sick. We are now in a medical fascism and a communist socialist agenda. We are being prepared psychologically to go ahead and take the vaccinations and not to even question what's in the product. You don't have a right to ask. Those who manufacture it don't have to answer to you when you become sick or diseased. They are completely immune from any type of response from you legally. You don't have any legal way of escaping what's going on. Now, let me tell you just in a few minutes that I have time left here to tell you what I think that you should do. And I did this on our survival series and the coming starvation in the world. You must get out of the cities, particularly the intercities. And yet that's going to be almost impossible. The way that they have designed this roundup, it's been going on for 60 years, ladies and gentlemen. They have gradually driven you out of the hills and the mountains because you couldn't get a job, you couldn't work, you couldn't earn any money unless you went in the big cities. And that's a cane way of running a government, to herd people into the cities, to give them social justices of the government, to offer them incentives at the expense of the taxpayers who are working the land. And so then, you need to come come back to your roots. You need to find a place where you can live, preferably in the mountains. Get away from all waterways. The waves of the sea are going to be roaring. Remember that. Tidal waves, earthquakes, famines, pestilence. And you need to be where you can get in a community of like-minded people. I'm not talking about large communities, but live in a community where you have people of like mind. That you could trust your brother in a time of emergency to come to your aid, or where you would respond to his if he needed you. You need to know that the time is coming when you will need someone to stand with you in these troubled times. And for you to prepare those times is now. It may be too late for you if you've not made preparation. You may really want to know exactly what's happening in America. And Pastor Betty and the Shepherd's Call has endeavored to alert you to some of these possibilities. Most people want to downgrade everything. Oh, that's not going to happen. Folks, Dr. Gary told me this is serious, and your very life may depend on you seeing the light before you. He says when you read these materials, and we're talking about that over 50% of your health care workers, that's including doctors, nurses, and administrators, will not, I repeat, will not take the vaccination. But when the World Health Organization, when they actually release, they have already done this, released in certain areas to make people sick so that they can track the vaccine needs to be given, where it needs to be given. They admit that they spread the disease. And ladies and gentlemen, by admitting that, you can believe one thing, that you better head for the mountains. You better be very, very hard to get a hold of in the time of trouble. Did you know that the Bible says that they will present such a thing that you cannot buy or sell? And that there's 21 goals of this hierarchy to establish a one world government, new world order, with a unified church and a monetary system under their direction. And it's coming. The dollar's going to crash. We're going to have new currency. It's all in the plan. There's going to be a third world war. That's in the plan. There's going to be millions die. That's all in the plan. The plan of evil. And that's why I wanted to minister to you. In these last 3 hours, I have ministered to you of how to live in an evil world and yet not be affected by it. I know that the Bible says when the evil rule, people hide themselves. And that's what I'm saying. They want to establish an utter destruction of all national identity and national pride when they gather you to a one world government that is going to administer to you your everyday need, brought to you courtesy of the one world government. To engineer and bring about the destruction of religion, and more especially the Christian religion. Not that it is, ladies and gentlemen. To establish the ability to control of each and every person through means of mind control. And when Mr. Carter's personal advisor, Mr. Brzezinski, called technotronics, which would create human-like robots and a system of terror which would make Felix Dmerzhinsky's Red Terror look like children at play, to bring about the end of all industrialization and the production of nuclear-generated electric power in what they call the post-industrial zero-growth society, to encourage and eventually legalize the use of drugs and make pornography an art form where it can be widely accepted in society, to bring about a depopulation. Now, here it is. to bring about, this is the seventh one, and that's all I've got for you tonight, and the time has run out. I would like to go on. To bring about the depopulation of large cities. That's why I said to run. According to the trial run carried out by the Pol Pot regime in Cambodia. You remember that? In the 70s? It's interesting to note that Pol Pot's genocidal plan were drawn up by the United States by one of the Club of Rome's research foundations and overseen by Thomas Enders, a high-ranking State Department official. It's also interesting that the committee is currently seeking to reinstate the Pol Pot butchers in Cambodia for test exercises to depopulate large cities. That's why I want you to get out of the city. You will become a sitting duck. You will become a victim of the very system that promised to protect you. There's no protection, ladies and gentlemen, from the wicked. When the wicked rule, the righteous will hide. And that's my message for you tonight. Get out of the cities. Head for the country where you can see your brothers working in the fields, earning your bread by the sweat of your face, just like Yahweh has given us the ability to learn to take charge of our life. Don't be led astray by those who would promise you liberty when they themselves are the servants of death and destruction. Don't make the mistake of living with the ideal that someone in Washington, D.C. cares about you. You're just a number. And ladies and gentlemen, the time has now come when that number will become just a memory. You won't even have a tombstone put to your head. When the millions of people that are scheduled to die in the time of the sixth seal opening, the sixth seal, when everything in the sea died, the sea become bloody, unedible. And that's the way it is. The fish are getting so infected with all of the nuclear sludge that is going into our rivers and our waters that they become blood. Everything that dies in it. And if you keep eating the fish, did you know that we are in an emergency, that they now suggest that you don't eat over one meal of seafood a week because of the mercury contamination? Well, did you know that that's in your vaccination? No problem. And yet your same health officials have put it in a vaccination tube and packaged it up and vaccinate your beautiful sons and daughters full of life and vitality. But the health officials will tell you not to eat the fish that is contaminated with the same thing that they've got in the contaminants as they try to decontaminate you because you won't cooperate. When the evil rule, you've got my message tonight on evil, and as it rules in America and in the world for that matter, because this is a unified one world order agenda to wreak havoc and to rule by fear and intimidation. And to do that, they must have a large contingent of troops based on our soil that are foreign that would fire upon the citizens of America. And ladies and gentlemen, that's exactly what is happening by right now in America. In America, we are all being watched by the enemy. They are here in mass to take over. And this has been planned and perpetrated through an agenda of what we call evil. How to live in an evil world. Well, you got my message tonight, and I enjoyed being with you. This is Pastor Benjamin Shepherd Scott. I've got a few minutes over here. Brother Dave has very graciously granted me a couple of minutes here to run over here, and we thank Yahweh for that. But I want you to pray for this pastor, that I would continue to have the backbone and the intestinal fortitude to stand up in the day of trouble and be a watchman upon the wall to sound the alarm like I've been doing for the last few years here on the radio. I'm trying to come into your home and be representative of the truth, to give you a general accounting of the affairs of this nation and its people. This nation is now in bad shape. We are now probably perhaps $15 to $20 trillion of interest going toward our national debt, a debt that you didn't create. Better than $48,000 for every man, woman, and child in America. That's how much you owe. That's how much your children owe. And you don't have it. The government has taken all of your resources and put it into a government bureaucracy that is going to run your life from the cradle to the grave. And once you are an unwanted subject, they can eliminate you, and you'll just be a memory in time. You can write me tonight, area code, or you can call me at area code 423-626-2172. You can write me. That's Pastor Buddy. I appreciate all of those that write and send me comforts, words, and cheer. And I really appreciate that. I don't keep any files. There's no files here at the office. Your offerings are, and your letters are burned in our altar. We take these and we offer them up to Yahweh. So they're burned. There's no records kept. But we don't fear Him who records here. We fear Him that records there. And He's recording everything that you do, every idle word that you speak. If you love the things of the world, and if you love the evil in the world, the love of the Father is not in you. Call me tonight, area code 423-626-2172. Or you can write me, that's Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box, 2284, New Caswell, Tennessee, the zip is 37824. You can be with us. We're coming up on our Tabernacle Festival. We're going to be in Murphy, North Carolina. We're going to be starting on the second day of October. It may be a gathering for the last time. We don't know. But we fear, as time gets closer, that we're in perilous times. The love of many is wax cold. And if you're in that condition, you're in an evil world. You need to learn how to survive. And you need to learn to pray. You need to become a prayer warrior. You need to have insight. Let Yahweh direct your steps. And the Bible said that the steps of a righteous man are ordered by Yahweh. Oh my. That's better to be ordered by the wicked and the evil that is ruling this earth. And it's got this earth wrapped in the leg irons of seduction, promising you liberty, give you death. From such turn away, flee to the mountains, be ready to go. Yahweh bless you is my prayer. On October the 2nd, we'll be starting for 7 days of festival, and we will pray for the health of our nation, and that you escape the things that are proposed to come upon you unaware. And the Bible said it will come upon you unaware if you are not prayed up. If you don't study to show yourself approved, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Well, ladies and gentlemen, don't you know that the time has come that Yahweh wants you to seek His face, turn from your wicked ways, and to know that Yahweh will bless you going in, and Yahweh will bless you coming out. He will give you the sure mercies of David, and He will pronounce upon you the joy that's unspeakable. and is always full of glory. Aren't you glad? Yahweh's on the mountain. Why don't you head for the mountains, ladies and gentlemen? And there you'll be safe, I pray. In the great name of Yahweh, Father, Yahweh, I take this time to call upon your great name. And that asking you, Father, to direct this nation, I pray for its deliverance. I bow my head humbly. I'm ashamed and embarrassed for my people, how that we've become savage in our nature, carnal. We have drifted away from you with the promises of someone that can take care of us when we can't even take care of ourselves. We've lost our ability. We've lost our way. We're on a dark road to disaster. Father, stop this wicked works of the devil. Renew our nation and save us from ourselves. Help us, Father. Come and deliver us immediately, for we are desperate and in need. Help us to overcome, and I pray for every man, woman, and child here in America and around the world that knows you in a free part of sin and has a heart to look up to you and trust you and call upon you in a day of trouble, because you promised you would deliver. You're coming out of the heavens with power and great glory. You're coming with vengeance to take vengeance of them that would destroy the good people of the earth. Yahweh bless us, I pray. And Yahweh keep all of our children around the world. I love you tonight. Yahweh bless you. I'll see you Friday night on WWRB 3.185, transmitting with the Jewel of the South. Yahweh bless you.